Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of PodTech with your host Operator. Today I'll be going over cloning and useful utilities for doing backups and testing and things like that. So you have a system you want to back up. You have several options to use besides just hard drive. You can do it over the network, you can do it over external USB device if the program that you're using supports it. I'm going to start off with CloneZilla. Supports external devices over USB, say a hard drive, etc. SSH, Samba, or Samba Share, and NFS server. So prior to backing up the system, you'll want to do, especially for NTFS volume, you're going to want to do a check disk or scan disk on the volume, and then ensure that it's properly dismounted and shut down before you back it up. Same with Unix Linux, you're going to run a FSCK, make sure the volume's been dismounted properly and it's scanned, it's good to go. CloneZilla, for example, checks the volume first before it does any copying to ensure that there's no damage to the actual file system before it does a backup. Mainly, the Unix Linux boot distributions use NTFS clone where they can, and like I said, that's where the checking comes in. It checks the file system, make sure it was properly dismounted, etc. Now, sometimes you'll have problems with CloneZilla or any other bootable distribution freezing or locking up on certain parts. I use partition image not ghost, or part image not ghost, also known as ping. This was good for me on a board that had SATA, so I'm not sure if that had something to do with it freezing in the middle of booting up, but I couldn't get it to work on a SATA system. So ping, between ping and CloneZilla, I've been able to make images of anything that I've wanted to make images of. Now, if you're partial to commercial applications such as Ghost, you'll discover that they all do the same thing at the end of the day. If I'm not mistaken, Ghost version 9 and up, it actually creates a VMware image for the backup. So it's kind of interesting. You can back up a system and load up the VMware image of that system, and you can pull files off of it, browse it, and physically run it in a virtual environment. Ghost might make some things a little bit easier, but they all do pretty much the same thing. You'll notice with Ghost, they all have the same problems as far as boot, master boot record issues on other partitions and things like that, recovery partitions, and you're still going to have to go through the same thing, jump through the same hoops as you would using a commercial application. All of these Ghosts, they all have server-based or Pixie. Haven't experimented with that yet. We do use it at our work environment, so it's highly successful, and the gentleman uses ping for that, and also CloneZilla supports it. Alright, so you've got your ping or CloneZilla, you've managed to get everything mounted, USB device or whatever, got a backup going, and something happens to your drive. Things that you'll want to use and start off with is, if it's an NTFS volume, of course, you're going to try to get somehow to run CheckDisk on it. If CheckDisk isn't able to do everything or check everything or fix anything, you're going to try things like FixBoot if it's a bootable device. There's FixBoot and FixMBR on the Windows boot CD that work. Now, the other thing you'll want to try also is something called NTFS Fix, which will fix master file tables, and basically this can happen when something's dismounted or something can happen to the disk. There's a master file table, and there's also a mirror for the master file table. And NTFS Fix will display all kinds of verbose information about things it could find on the disk. You know, if it found a mirror, it's, you know, actually able to possibly fix things on the disk. So now, as far as physical damaged sectors on the disk, there's something called DD Rescue, and it has a reverse option. So for example, if there's a certain part of the disk, you got to it, and then it craps out somewhere towards the beginning, you can actually use DD Rescue in reverse mode, and that will start it backwards, and then possibly you can piece together more than you would otherwise, or that would actually take less time to get to where it's crapping out on you. So the first thing you'll notice on some laptops or anything that has a restore partition, which is any commercial computer nowadays, you might have some problems restoring that image. The first thing you're going to want to check it out is the partitions. And you can simply do this with a GUI interface using gparted, which is a bootable distro that has a bunch of great tools on it. Just like example, I said the NTFS fix and DD rescue and everything you need to pretty much back up the system. It has a nice GUI interface where you can shrink and grow partitions, get rid of the recovery partitions. It'll quickly tell you with the GUI interface it brings up what volumes are hidden, active, bootable. There's other flags, RAID, etc. The flags that are on the partition, do things like that. And what you'll want to do is clean that up first, and then you'll start working with things like fdisk MBR or fix boot and fix MBR for Windows. Once I've gotten it to restore an image, I'll also, before it goes out to the client, I'll try to boot up with UBCD for Windows. It's got some great utilities on there for GUI interface, idiot-proof stuff. Driver double. It basically will back up the best it can the drivers, so you'll at least have an idea of what was on the system, and you can go and grab it. It will have the drivers and the sys files in there, but it's about a 50-50 chance sometimes with more advanced drivers that it will actually restore those drivers for you. It's got the RAM do that you use on there. It's called Prime95, and I'll let that run and burn up a little while. You'll just have to watch it on the laptops because it'll get a little bit hot as far as doing the benchmark testing with CPU and RAM at the same time. They'll get kind of hot. Some good diagnostic boot CDs for hard drives are MHDD, and also there's one called Test Disks from the makers of Photo Record, which is the Windows-based file recovery software, which is really great. Iron Geek did an episode on that one. As far as bugs or glitches, things I've run into so far, with Clonezilla, you have to actually press the spacebar to select an option, or you'll get like a little core dump. And also, you'll find that when you try to restore something to a target disk that wasn't originally the same name, for example, if you store it as HDA, and try to push it to another system as SDA, it's not going to want to do that. So in some examples, I'm trying to look towards Ping and see if it has better options as far as pushing it to different disks and things like that. You also want to note the size of the disk. You can do something, which I've been doing, is kind of a workaround. I shrink the disk before I make the image, so that way there's no room for any kind of error. That does have, Clonezilla does have a R-R option that will supposedly grow. I know to at least it will grow the partition, but I'm not sure if it's going to shrink it for you. So those are some things to look out before you get into backing up partitions, etc. As far as recovery and forensics, from what I understand, if you even mount the disk and you're not a licensed, you know, forensics guy, it's not going to hold up in court or whatever. But if you get something, don't even touch it. Hire a consultant to do the forensics work for you, things like that, because once you mount it and you don't know what you're doing, you've written stuff to the disk, you know, read-only mode, stuff like that. There's also the Photo Record, which Iron Geek did. There's a bootable distro called Sleuthkit. It's got everything on there. There's a program out there called Nlyte for creating unattended XP installations, and that works pretty good. It's basically more or less an INF or INI file that has all the keys, information in there, options, all kinds of good stuff, but it's a GUI interface to create those config files for you. Pretty much wraps up this episode. Sorry about the randomness. It's just kind of a brain dump of everything I've been doing with cloning applications and restoring, recovering data, stuff like that. Thanks to everybody that helped me at Freaknik, and look forward to seeing everybody at Outer Zone in Atlanta. If you have any questions about this topic or any other topics that I've covered, anything on my website, you can send me an email or contact me on BinRev or Infonomicon on IRC. You guys have a good year. For music, we started out with Run, Rat-Tat Remix. Then we went to Plastic Operator, song title Folder. And currently playing is Just Don't Know What to Do, of course, White Stripes. Summer rose, with the sun in rain.
just don't know what to do with myself.